Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball. It's postseason time, and the Colorado Rockies are going to play the Arizona Diamondbacks in the National League Wild Card Wednesday evening. We've got Tracy Ringlesby, our Major League Baseball insider, InsideTheSeams.com. He's headed to Arizona to catch this wild card game. John Gray, Zach Greinke. Tracy, always good to talk to you, man. How things going?
Hey, things are good. You know, it's kind of an exciting time around the Rockies once again. Get them into the postseason. And you never know what's going to happen in the postseason. You know, you look at the Dodgers, they've got the best record in baseball. And I think it's ironic that since they started the wild card in 1995, six wild cards won world championships, and five teams had the best record in baseball won world championships. So I think the wild card in the longer postseason has nullified the value of what you do over 162 games.
So heading into the postseason, at least in the National League, I mean, you've got the two teams in the West playing the wild card, and that winner will go ahead and play the Dodgers in the divisional series. So maybe arguably the best division of baseball is going to be whittled down a little bit. But I tell you what, you know, is it anybody's matchup right now, Tracy, in terms of that side of this National League bracket?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think one of the things that I find interesting is that there's only two teams in baseball that have a winning record against the Dodgers this year. The Diamondbacks and the Rockies.
Right.
And you know, I think the Rockies, you know, they lost the last two games of the series this weekend, but they clinched on Saturday afternoon. They were ready to go out and celebrate after the game Saturday, and you know, Bud gave a lot of guys a little bit of a day to catch their breath yesterday on Sunday. So I don't think you saw the full Rockies the last 2 days, but I do think it's big for them mentally that if they go to Dodger Stadium, they swept the series from the Dodgers when everything mattered earlier this month. And John Gray will go in there knowing that he's 2-0 against them at Dodger Stadium. I think he struck out 20 in 13 innings and gave up two runs in his two starts at Dodger Stadium this year. And as far as going up against Kershaw, one, he's got the pressure of his postseason problems, and I think that'll weigh on him. Because he's so competitive, and he hasn't been able to be that guy in October that he wants to be. But let's also remember, he's lost four games this year, right?
Right.
You know, two of them are the Rockies.
Yeah.
And the last time he pitched against them at Dodger Stadium, he didn't get through the fifth inning. So I think there's things in their favor there, just like when they go in and face Greinke. Arizona's 2-3 when Greinke's pitched this year against the Rockies. And the other thing I look at is that John Gray's beaten them twice. So it'll be interesting.
What do you make of Clayton Kershaw's struggles in the postseason? Why do you think that happens to some people? I mean, he's so good. We know he's the best pitcher in baseball, but why has he struggled in the postseason?
You know, it's a real puzzle because it's just Matt and me and I were talking about it when Miami was in town last week. And, you know, you look at things and like that one game in St. Louis where what do you have, two outs in the seventh inning with nobody on base? As Matt and me said, well, the bullpen I didn't have anybody better than him. He's got nobody on base and two outs. He just needs one out. And remember, he couldn't get out of that inning. It's just like something strange happens to him each time he goes out in those situations. And sometimes you can be too much of a competitor. Sometimes I think that, you know, they've been to the postseason now four times in a row and haven't gotten to the World Series. And I think he puts so much pressure on himself to be the guy that that might work in reverse on him. I mean, part of being able to excel in those situations is to be able to relax and just be yourself.
Do you think it matters that they've struggled down the stretch of the season? I'm talking about the Dodgers. Do you think that matters now that we're in postseason play, or does everything truly start over?
Well, Dave Roberts was quick to point out on Sunday that they've won 12 of the last 18.
Okay.
But I think it matters, and I'll tell you what, Kevin, I think this is part of why you've only seen five world champions out of the teams that had the best record in baseball since 95. I think what you run into is these guys, they clinched early.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure, you know, I think they start to, they kind of back off a little bit and lose a little bit of that drive. And then I think now then you have this wild card playoff, and it's why you can't go to the best 2 out of 3 for wild card teams. Then you're going to sit for 5 days before they play. So they've had the last, say, 3 weeks of the season where they really haven't had any pressure on them to succeed, and now they're going to 5 days off. And I think that impacts the team. I think it gets your focus away. And the other thing is it makes you start to sit back and realize that you're tired. Adrenaline's not going through you. So I think all of those things work against him,
Tracy Ringlesby joining us. He's headed to Arizona for the Rockies wild card matchup with Arizona Wednesday evening, part of InsideTheSeams.com. Okay, so the other divisional matchup that begins is Washington and the Cubs. Do you think this has the makings of a really, really good series between these two teams?
Yeah, I think Dusty's got something to prove. In more ways than one. He's been to the postseason a lot, hasn't gotten to that next step for various reasons. And two, one of those teams he got there was the Cubs, right?
Right.
So, but I really think that they did a great job at the trading deadline. The bullpen was a mess. We saw that a couple of different times. And they went out and really, they brought in a couple of really good quality arms to get them into those final three innings. And the way the game's become now, the 7th, 8th, and 9th are vital innings for your bullpen because your starting pitchers basically go 6 innings. They have a quality start. And so you don't have that mindset, that 9-inning mindset that you once had. It puts a lot more of demand on what you can get out of that bullpen.
Tracy, we look at this Rockies-Diamondbacks matchup on Wednesday between Gray and Greinke. You talked about it with Gray having the success he has against Arizona and against the Dodgers, but there's been a lot of talk, at least in some of the media down in Denver, if John Gray is a true number one, a true ace. In your opinion, has he developed into that the last half of the season since he's come off the disabled list?
We'll see. I mean, he's taken a major step forward. He's pitched 13 games in a row now, where he's allowed 3 or fewer earned runs, but they all haven't been quality starts because he hasn't got the 6 innings in all of them. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's close. He's got the type of ability. He's got the desire to be there, but he still has to get his pitch count down a little bit and go deeper into games. I mean, he's the best pitcher the Rockies have, so in that regard, he'd be the ace. But he's not necessarily, he doesn't go deep enough in the games or have the innings at this point in time that if you really want a bona fide ace that I think you'll look for. I think you can get there. I think you have to understand it takes 4 or 5 years for guys to get to that level and have consistency. You can have a good one, you can have a Saberhagen who come along young and look like they're going to be a Hall of Fame type pitcher, but they have a tendency to burn out. And so I think Gray will be what everyone wants him to be, but I wouldn't put that pressure on him at this point in time.
Is this offense where it needs to be heading into the postseason? It seems like Story is really picking up. Cargo had it going and then kind of lost it, but the regulars are going to be there. Are you think Bud Black likes where the Rockies are hitting right now?
Oh yeah, and I think the exciting thing for him is Cargo. I mean, Cargo hit 380 and 377 in September, led a team in home runs, RBI, slugging percentage, and batting average. And that picks everybody up because he's the type of guy that, through everything that happened with him this year, he was never in the corner pouting, he was never upset, he was always part of the team, he was always out there encouraging other guys to go forward, a lot like Parra was last year, which is why I think there's so much loyalty in that clubhouse to Parra, because they know what he went through last year and he didn't sulk and feel sorry for himself. And I think Cargo has really hit home with everyone because they know he's going into his free agent year. And that certainly doesn't do a lot to make his market better, with what he's been through. But yet he hasn't sat and felt sorry for himself. He's worked hard so that when it came down the stretch, he's back, he rediscovered left field. I used to tease him at times that the left field is not poison. There's 9 guys out there now. This isn't where there's 6 or 7 guys, and you have to pick whether left field or right field is going to be poison for you. So he's back. He's got that back in order, and that's huge to be able to put him into that 4 spot behind right-handed pitchers behind Arenado. It just and if they want to pitch to him, that's fine with the way he's hitting right now. You'd almost welcome it.
All right, Yankees Twins tomorrow night in the American League wild card. Who do you like and why?
Well, I like the Twins because they're playing the Yankees. I like underdogs.
I like, you know,
this is a team that lost 100 games last year.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted Molitor fired, and look at how they bounced back and played. And you know, talking to Pat Royce, he's one of my Wild Mania guys, and he's a long time sports writer, talk show host in the Minneapolis St. Paul area. He said he just felt like, and he covered the Twins for years, so he's got a real good feel for the game. And he said, I just felt like last year they had a young team, they got off to a bad start, and it became quicksand. And they just didn't know how to get out of it. He said, this year they came out early, they played well, and the confidence just started to grow with those guys. It's been a big step forward for them as a franchise.
Outstanding. Tracy, safe travels to Phoenix, and we'll talk next week. Hopefully the Rockies will still be in postseason play when we're talking next week, and that would need to get a big win over the Diamondbacks on Wednesday. Thanks so much. InsideTheSeams.com. Tracy Ringlesby joining us here on the program. Have a safe travels, Tracy. Thanks.
All right, thanks.